With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I got feeling.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. My co-host is here with me. He's Jalal Hartley. He's got a mouthful of flapjack. Hey, Jalal, what's the word on the street? I've got the energy. I'm moving. You got to move with me, man. Either move with me or get off this train.
I can't keep up.
Right. What have you been up to this week, Jalal?
I had my 16th birthday party.
So how old are you?
I'm more than 16, but yeah. I've only had 16 birthday parties.
Yeah.
So it was my 16th birthday party.
Yes. Okay, good.
And I invited my best and only friend, Tom Miller. He couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it. Did he RSVP?
No. He didn't. It was just me, really.
Okay.
But, I mean, when I'm in town,
oh, yeah.
I'm really going to know about it.
Well, I do too, because I've bugged you, so I listen to everything you're doing at the moment.
You haven't bugged me.
Don't worry about
it. Because I looked.
It's in there deep. It's deep in there.
I don't know whether to believe you or not. I never know when you're being serious or not.
Well, here's news for you, Sunshine. I've got more audio from one of your secret society meetings, secret society Watford conspiracy meetings.
You're right.
We're going to listen to that. Well, all right, we'll listen to that a little bit later.
You're bluffing.
We'll listen to that.
I don't believe a word you say.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've got proof. So, what's coming up on the show, Jalal?
Coming up on the show, we've got Buckley's £3 bet. We'll be checking out how our Dream Team Europe teams are doing in the Dream Team Podcast League. Plus, we are joined by stand-up comic and Grimsby fan, a man who's met Messi, it's Lloyd Griffith!
Perfect. But before all that, let's catch up on the news.
Oh yes, let's catch up on the news.
Martial not enamoured with English. Anthony Martial has been one of the bright spots of this Man United season. Things are going so well for the young Frenchman that he doesn't even need to learn English anymore. That's good, isn't it? When things are going so well, you don't need to learn English anymore.
Yeah.
That is how I measured my life when I was a kid. I was like, I hope things are going so well for me that I don't need to learn English anymore.
And is that
and
why you did
as it? You can tell, that happened.
Yeah, but you do. You got your Cockney poetry skills, haven't
exactly.
You?
I've got Cockney poetry skills,
Cockney rhyming slang, and Cockney assonance.
Do you speak any other languages? Any
yeah,
other dialects?
Do.
Go on. What? I don't want you to do it.
A little bit of Arabic.
A little bit of Arabic.
Yeah.
I'm quite fluent in French. Did you know?
Was
that
just a way for you to? You asked me the question so you could talk about being fluent in French. Yeah. Go on then. Give me some French then.
Well, you know, enchanté.
Enchanté.
So if sorry. I am ever a single man again, I'm going to do that. If I bump into someone, they go, oh, hi, yeah, hello. Oh, this is a work friend of mine, Lisa. I'll go, oh, enchanté.
Wow. Well, yeah. I don't think you'll remain single for long.
Exactly. Martial told France Football, Louis van Gaal doesn't really have an accent, so I understand him more than the English players. Right, everyone's got an accent. You can't not have an accent.
So his Louis van Gaal doesn't
he's learning
really
English
have an
in a Dutch accent. That's what Steve McLaren did.
On a stag weekend, I fell asleep in
Go on. Hit me with it.
In a nightclub. Yeah. In Holland, I fell asleep. But the bouncer woke me up and he said, you can't sleep here, Shani.
Yeah?
Go outside, walk around a bit and then you can come back in. I walked around for half an hour and then went back in. And I fell asleep again. And then I got chucked out for good. That's it, Shani. It's over.
Khan not keen on Ronaldo's abs. Real Madrid were victorious in the Clásico, or as I like to call it,
El Clásico.
Oh, you do speak other languages.
I do, yeah. Real Madrid were victorious in the
El Clásico
against Barcelona a few weeks ago, and the team posed for a dressing room photo with Cristiano Ronaldo pictured wearing nothing but his pants.
El Clásico, El Clásico.
Oh.
It is El Clásico.
Mucho, mucho.
It is El Clásico.
Mucho El Clásico.
He doesn't mind showing off his physique. So the football world took great enjoyment when just a few days later, Real lost to unfancied Wolfsburg in the Champions League. German legend Oliver Kahn said, "It seemed almost as if they were offended they had to play here in Wolfsburg. Recently, I've seen Ronaldo's abs more than I've seen my wife's breasts." When was the last time I saw Ronaldo's abs?
When was the last time you saw your wife's breasts?
The last time I saw my wife's breasts was when she walked in on me. She was about to get in the shower. She didn't realise I was already in the bathroom. I was wanking over a picture of Ronaldo's abs. Tuchel's training trickery. Dortmund manager Thomas Tuchel has been a success since taking over from Jurgen Klopp, and he has some unique training ground methods, as revealed this week. Tuchel insists his players train on very slippery surfaces to refine their control and balance. That makes sense. He makes them practice controlling the ball with their knees. And perhaps most bizarrely, he makes them play football while holding tennis balls in each hand so that they can't grab each other's shirts. That's good.
Right.
That's quite good.
Firstly, I think they should go beyond the tennis balls in their hands and have rackets as well.
Yeah, but that might be violent.
No,
why? Because the idea is to, the idea of the tennis balls is to stop them from fouling each other.
Yes, but what
you've got
if
a racket.
If you're going to have tennis balls, make them count. Carry a racket. Carry a racket while you're kicking the football. Also, try and ace a tennis ball into the goal.
Yeah. Ace a Murray.
Yeah, do a Murray.
Hi, I'm Ace and Murray.
Oh, I thought you meant Andy Murray.
Yeah, sorry, but I came up with a character called Acer.
Oh, carry on.
That's as far as that goes.
Hi, I'm Acer Murray.
Hi, I'm Acer Murray, and I'm here to say to you, impotence doesn't have to be a problem. God, he just grew naturally, that character.
Dilly din dilly don. Dilly din dilly don. Dilly din dilly don.
Joining us in the studio.
And now! Live from London!
Yeah, live from London Bridge.
Live from London Bridge! It's.
Keep going.
The Dream Team Podcast with James Buckley, Jalal Hartley, and our special guest, Lloyd Griffith.
Yeah. Let's start with the basics.
Yeah.
What football team do you support?
Grimsby Town Football Club.
Why?
Because I'm from Grimsby Town.
Good boy.
I did have a one-year affair with Man United when I was 7 or 8 years old, but saw the error of my ways.
That's the age of seven. You don't have to talk about that.
Okay. Then I've supported Grimsby Town my whole life.
Perfect. You're a professional choral singer. Choral singer.
Choral singer.
Choral singer.
Yeah, choral singer. That's just to do with sort of
the lead singer of the choral. Professional choral singer, yeah. That means basically I sing in a choir. So classically trained singer, singing choirs such as Windsor Castle and Westminster Abbey Choir and various other little church choirs. Done it my whole life, so I wear the dress and the ruff and everything.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, well, not the ruff, but I wear the cassock at the surface. Yeah. And I've got two voices. I sound like a man now.
Yes.
And I sing like a man. But I also sing like a woman as well. So after
like,
this, I am...
What is it? Out contralto.
Well, with
countertenor.
But castrato, I think, is what you're thinking about, and that's where they chop the...
So have you had that done?
No.
Seriously?
Are you going to?
But I've got them.
No, yeah. But I mean, does that happen?
Yeah, it used to. It stopped, I think, in like the early 1900s. But, yeah, they used
wow.
to... And then but you do it before their voice broke.
Yeah.
Snip them off, and then... Sew them back on. And then...
Sew them back on?
Not sew, the sack.
Just put something in there.
Yeah, marbles or something. Yeah. Or
pebbles.
Pebbles, yeah. Probably had pebbles back then, back in the Roman times.
Gravel.
And then you'd sing up there. You'd sing really high, ironically, without a gravelly voice, high voice, like a woman. But I have them, and then I sing in my falsetto voice.
Right.
Jimmy Somerville, Bee Gees, all the greats.
Grimsby, they're not in the Premier League.
No, they're not.
So I don't know what's going on with them. I'm a Palace supporter, and yeah. The last few years I've had the luxury of not having to look any further down in the structure of English football. What's happening with Grimsby?
We're in the National League, so the conference, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's split in two now, isn't
no,
it?
No, so it goes Premiership, Championship, League One, League Two, the conference, which is like the National League.
Right.
And then there's the Conference North and the Conference South underneath that. And then Ryman's Easy Stick.
See, I used to be well into it. Because I used to go and see Dagenham and Redbridge a lot.
Yeah.
When they were in the conference. So I used to know all about that. And now...
Why did you go and see Dagenham then?
Because I grew up in Dagenham.
Oh, did you?
I was born in Croydon. And then when I was two, my parents moved to Dagenham, which is just the closest.
Yeah.
And it was kids for a quid.
Obviously, Watford have Harry the Hornet.
Yeah.
Grimsby have a man dressed as a seaman.
The Mighty Mariner. And so he is dressed up as a fisherman, but with a Grimsby Town kit on. And he has quite a large nose. And he is a brilliant mascot. In fact, I know the guy that's in it.
Right. Oh, okay.
Great bloke.
Yeah.
Can I say his name?
Yeah.
Andy Carr?
I don't know.
Andy Carr. If there's any young kids listening, it isn't Andy Carr. It is a genuine mascot, but he's a guy called Andy Carr, and he
not Santa.
No, I don't believe it. Not a mascot.
He pole dances on the goal
right.
post.
Really?
And stuff, yeah, and really antagonises the away fans. It's absolutely brilliant.
That's good.
I go to a lot of games of football because I absolutely hashtag love football. But I think our mascot is the best mascot out there. Mighty Mariner. Yeah, he really gives it to the away fans, and he's really, he's great.
That does sound good, because a lot of mascots are sort of animals.
I feel like mascots are under some sort of leash, some sort of code and conduct.
Yeah.
It's good if you can have a mascot that does its job.
And he doesn't care. He just goes out there and just gives it.
Yeah.
He's got his own business.
Right,
called Andy Tainment, and he does DJing.
Right,
and he's a great bloke, and he don't care.
Dunk.
Hey, Jalal.
Yes.
Dream Team Europe is back.
Oh, okay.
It's covering every game in the Champions League and Europa League. There's $100,000 worth of potential prize money. Let's remind people of our team names.
Let's unseal the lead. Of Real Madrid.
Jalal's team there, Bob Real Madrid, and my team, Buckley's Ball Boys.
Buckley's Magnificent Ball
Boys.
So the first few weeks I was top of the Dream Team Podcast League, but I've been jet lagged and I haven't made the transfers and changes I probably should have done to my team. So I've slipped down to 21st in the table.
No.
Yeah.
That's not...
Top of the league is still Philip Richardson. His team, the Dream Team. Jalal, regular listeners will know that you decided to buy the cheapest players possible.
Frugal.
But you invested that money in Bovril stocks.
Yes. People will always need Bovril.
You've been very consistent so far, and you've stayed roughly around fifth from bottom. Bottom of the table is Dan Wigley and his team, Inter Yanan.
I think I almost get that joke now.
Inter Milan.
It's about Indian bread, right? Isn't it?
I had an Indian last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Yamati Yam. Yum Yum.
You're probably going to be bored of talking about this, but can I talk about Lionel Messi?
Yeah. Bit of fun on it.
Are you mates with Lionel Messi?
Well, I have met Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Is it for a FIFA thing?
Yeah, so I did a video called FIFA Quest for the Best, where I went around the world and interviewed various people saying who are the best 11 footballers out there at the moment. And various people had different opinions, and we got to speak to Lionel Messi for a few hours.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
That must have been incredible. Did you talk to the other one, Ronaldo?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he seems like he wouldn't partake in such... nonsense. Yeah. He's like the Dawkins of football.
Well, apparently it's the other way around. Apparently...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But luckily we had him... I'm not sure it was like on a good day, but yeah, apparently Ronaldo is like apparently quite a nice guy and will do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But Messi, because I think he gets a bit nervous about acting and stuff, can sometimes be a bit of a... But he was great. He was absolutely great.
What would you rather see? Ronaldo, Messi, or your wife's breasts?
You're on about the ex-Germany goalkeeper, Oliver Kahn, that said recently, I've seen Ronaldo naked more than I've seen my wife's breasts.
You know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to lie to you, mate. I have got a smartphone with Twitter on it.
Yeah.
I read the news. I'd rather just see my wife. I'll see Ronaldo and Messi when I want to.
Yes.
And I will.
Exactly.
Because that's
who I'm hanging out with. What if Ronaldo had six breasts instead of a six-pack?
Like a cat?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that changes.
What if Ronaldo had six... If he had six little nipples on his six-pack...
Imagine that. But they were breasts, like really nice breasts.
Imagine if like Ronaldo had scored a goal, you know, just like, and he took off his top and then went, and then there were six nipples on his abs.
Good,
but just didn't reference it and then just put his top back on. What surprised me with Messi was how small he was.
Small?
Yeah. But not in a kind of tiny way, but he was like a normal small man.
Yeah.
And you go, he's the greatest player in the world.
Yeah.
And you look at Ronaldo and he's hench and what have you.
I see it.
It was unbelievable.
Who is the nicest smelling footballer?
Ryan Giggs.
Okay. What did he smell of?
Chanel Blue. Yeah.
Well, I don't accept that as an answer. You're telling me there is that Chanel Blue smells nice.
No, because I am obsessed with aftershaves and perfumes.
Okay.
So much so that I have like three or four really nice ones. To the point where, and for reference, here's my bag.
What have you got?
That's aftershave perfume. It's got my name on it.
It looks like it's sort of prescribed from an old
chemist. An old French chemist. But so I am like, obsessed with aftershaves and really perfumes. Cool. Like Chanel Blue smells nice
on
a bloke.
Can I have a smell of it?
Yeah, have a sniff, mate.
What's that called?
Le Labo Santal.
If
they're listening, I'm up for some sponsorship.
My ways with...
What have you got?
I've got 1 million Paco Rabanne. I wear that a lot. And then every now and then I'll have a little bit of Fuel for Life diesel.
Right. Oh, in the bag thing?
Yeah.
That's old
still
school.
Make that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got it from my Uncle Andrew about 4 years ago.
The best aftershave that I've ever liked, it was my favourite, years and years and years ago. I used to wear it when I was at school. And it was cheap as well. It was that white diesel.
The white diesel.
I can't remember what it was called. It was just diesel in a white bottle. It was the best aftershave.
Really?
It's just diesel in a bottle.
It was just... You were in petroleum.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
Okay, it's time for Buckley's £3 bet. If you're new to the podcast, we put £3 on three games per week. Last week, Jalal took over the £3 bet and picked the games. Aston Villa versus Bournemouth. Of course, we both went to Bournemouth. Spot on there. Crystal Palace v Norwich. I went for Palace. Jalal went for Norwich. Norwich. You went for the Norwich. Knowledge.
Did Norwich not...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Win then.
Another one right for me. Palace won that game, thank God. And that, it was after that game when I shaved my beard off.
A celebration?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Getting rid of the old ways of Palace of recent
weeks. Yes, that's a tradition. Palace won, that was two right for me so far. And I would have been on for my first win except we both went for Arsenal to win at West Ham. And it was a draw because of Andy Carroll and his stupid girly hair. Oh my God, fucking... That's the worst thing to happen to West Ham, by the way. Andy Carroll scoring that quick hat-trick. Because now everyone's like, oh yeah, Andy Carroll is brilliant. And West Ham fans are just... They have the shortest term memory in the world. And some of them... West Ham fans, like most of them, have created memories. The West Ham way, it's the West Ham way. Get Sam Allardyce out. We're used to winning things and playing like Barcelona. When?! Everyone's up Andy Carroll's arse again. And he is a plague on West Ham. He's a great big albatross round West Ham's neck because he cost a fucking fortune to be there and he's only played about two games. They need to get rid of him. They don't play like that anymore. They don't need a big lump up front. Every single one of my friends is a West Ham fan. I drink in a West Ham pub. I grew up in Dagenham, which is predominantly a West Ham area. They're good fans, they are. They're passionate fans and they love their club, and which makes them good to wind up. Also, a lot of them are just quite tough and hard. Yeah. So I'd like to say, I love West Ham.
You'd like to say that?
Yeah.
The worst thing that could happen to West Ham is that they could become Aston Villa.
That is the worst thing. Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head.
Imagine that if they woke up and went, like a body swap movie.
I think that is every single team in the Premiership's nightmare right now, Jalil. Yes.
They just woke up and they were all...
They were all Aston Villa. And they woke up and they just... You know when you have those dreams where you can't move, you're paralysed?
Yeah.
Like Aston Villa players. there you go.
Nice!
So, let's have a little round-up on the £3 bet. Jalil is £26 in debt. I am £57 in debt. I need a win. For next week's games, I've picked Chelsea versus City, Man City. I've gone for a City win, City away win. Chelsea looked rubbish over the weekend.
Yeah, City.
Okay. I've picked Leicester v West Ham. Leicester at home. For some reason, I think that's going to be a draw.
Do you?
Yeah. Here's my workings. West Ham are good away. Leicester are top of the league and probably going to win the Premier League.
Mm.
So I've cancelled them out.
I suppose Leicester, they can relax a little bit, can't they? Or can they?
No, because they're trying to win a league.
I'm going for a win for Leicester.
All right. And then Stoke v Tottenham. So very important game for Tottenham if Leicester win their game. I've gone for a Spurs away win. What are you thinking? What's going through your head right now?
I was starting to think about who would win out of those two, and then what I started to think about was, I've been quiet for a long time there, haven't I? I wonder if I've been quiet for too long, and will that whole silence go into the podcast, or will it be cut down?
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. If it helps. Tottenham, their thing is the chicken on a basketball.
Oh, well, I'll go for Tottenham then.
You play in goal for your secret society football team.
Yeah.
Goalkeepers are always a bit mental.
Yeah.
I think that's the PC. I think now you can even say he's a bit goalkeeper, that one.
Really?
Do you subscribe to that tradition?
Yeah.
Crazy goalkeepers?
Yeah, I think so.
When you're playing?
Yeah. I played last night with some new goalie gloves, which I was obsessed with. They got like a ridged inside, and I just felt really safe. And
I had a second-hand pair of finger saves. I felt indestructible. Yeah. I saved everything.
Yeah, they're good.
Because my fingers are always getting bent back, and then my fingers would get all fat.
Trying to stop the ball?
Yeah. Do you like going in goal?
I did used to. I used to be really obsessed with things like Jackass and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when I was in goal, I used to try and save the ball in possibly the most painful ways. Yeah. So just smothering the ball, just really closing people down. And I used to be fearless. I used to be really good in goal.
Well, the younger you are, I think the more fearless you are.
Yeah,
now.
Not anymore.
So last night we played, and there was one shot where it was just... There was no need for me to dive for it because it was so hard. And I just went and it banged me straight in the face. Whereas before I'd have gone, yeah. Whereas I went, ow, it really hurt.
Yeah.
Ow. But yeah. I just love diving, just love throwing myself around a pitch and just, oh, God.
It is good, yeah, it is good. Racing off your line to close someone down, it's the best. Make yourself big.
Smother them.
So how do you, like, when you've got a guy running towards you, how do you make yourself big? Like, would you...
Like a cat would.
Or you just make your hair puff out.
Well, yeah. Humans can do the same sort of thing. When you feel your hair...
Yeah, you get the hair on the arm, your arm stands up. But how big would you get, do you think? What's the biggest you could get?
Well, it's probably the same as a cat.
Okay.
But well, obviously animals are more stupid.
I mean, what's the biggest you've ever been?
Well, in what context?
Just show me how big you can get.
Like that?
Yeah, that's it. That's probably about it.
Make yourself big. But then get your legs wide as well.
You can get your legs open as well. And then you can once your legs are wide open, you can get really big.
Peter Schmeichel was the king of making yourself big.
Yeah.
Was he?
Because if you make yourself big, that striker or attacker will basically go, oh, God, he's made himself big. As in, like, I can't go left or right, so then they'll just probably just hit it at you.
Yeah, you have to be really big.
Have you been to any meetings this week or anything, is it?
What are you... Why... Okay. Because I tried to get that bug out. That you implanted.
Yes.
And I couldn't.
It's deep in there.
How did you get it in so deep? Blowpipe.
I'm worried about Jalal. He's he's involved in a cult. He's involved in a secret society.
I just go to some meetings with other Watford fans and Flores happens to be there. It's not a cult. James reckons he's bugged me and he did an impression of me or something.
I'm a big fan of like David Icke and people like that and that guy that infiltrated the Bohemian Club. I don't know if you've seen that on YouTube. So I tried to do something similar and I planted a bug on Jalal because I knew he was going to these secret meetings and I recorded some of it.
Have you recorded me again?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Well, let's have a little listen.
We are a family.
We are a family.
And completely happy.
And completely happy.
Hang on a minute. Jürgen, what are you doing here?
I had
a... what?
I don't know.
This is for people who worship Flores here.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, but you're in danger. You might not make it out alive.
But it's better to be here than North Korea or something.
Well, marginally, he gets very... I think we would rumble.
We have a couple of distractions, so it's not good.
No, actually, this is just my another Watford supporting... He supports you. His name's Jürgen. Hey, say hello, Jürgen. I think he's a bit overwhelmed, to be honest.
We lost the focus.
Yep, our bad, totally. You know, hands up, and that's...
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's just carry on with the chanting.
We are a family.
We are a family.
You are playing with fire, Jürgen.
Completely happy in Watford.
Completely happy in Watford.
I love the fans of Watford.
What? What?
Yeah.
That's not me. That is not me.
That's your voice. And who's? I think it's clear that Jürgen Klopp was with you. What's going on?
That is not me, and I don't, Jürgen is, okay. I need to find out what's going on.
I'm keeping an eye on it. I'm worried about you. You're the perfect person for those sort of, you have the right mentality, you're malleable. Do you bother watching the Premier League?
Yeah, I do.
Who's going to win it?
Leicester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be good,
I mean, it was always, like, up until a few weeks ago, it was always like, Leicester going to win it. It's like, oh, yeah. But there we go, well, I mean, yeah. They are.
I know,
they are going to win it.
I was looking at the last five games, and for Leicester is Man United's one of them. Is Chelsea one of them as well?
Chelsea's
at
the last
season.
Game of the season. They got Swansea.
Tottenham seem to have the easier games.
They do, yeah, but a lot of points in it. 7 points in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's still
seven points, but there's 15 up for grabs.
Yeah.
How many games are left?
Five.
They need to win three more games, and then they'll win three of those easily, surely. Who do you think will win?
Leicester, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, be brilliant. Be incredible. Because everyone likes Ranieri anyway.
Yeah.
He was a popular manager.
Yeah.
I think Chelsea were a bit unfair to him.
And they tried to, like, wipe his memory of it. I think I remember they got, we don't want anything to do with Ranieri.
They tried to wipe his memory?
Yeah, there was sort of
it
like...
It was weird, wasn't it? No, not his memory. Not like Men in Black, where
no,
they go,
it's not...
Ranieri.
It's not like one of your meetings that you go to, Jalal. This is...
So they like tried to like remove his name from anything that was like... Oh, right. So like books, they kind of like got rid of books that said anything about Ranieri. But the funny thing is, though, Leicester's last game of the season is against Chelsea.
Yeah.
So that would be beautiful.
It would be good.
Ranieri being like, yeah. Hello, Roman. He's a good manager.
Do you think there's going to be a Jamie Vardy movie? We've spoken about it a lot on this podcast as a joke.
I'd built for playing him. I got asked to audition for the Sacha Baron Cohen film Grimsby, because I'm from Grimsby.
Right.
And I got an email saying I'm looking for an overweight Grimsby Town fan in his early 30s, and I was like, right. Well, I've been training for that for 20 odd years. This is a shoo-in, isn't it? And didn't get it.
So, seriously?
Yes, honestly.
I thought you were going to say, oh, I didn't want to.
No, mate, I wanted it, yeah. But then the movie came out, I was like, oh, I'm quite glad I didn't.
Here's some more five-star feedback where we encourage you to be as negative as you like, as long as you give us five stars on iTunes.
Can I read them out?
Sure. Love you to.
I love you too. Sync Flair says, make this podcast longer, as like you, I also have little sense of humour and find this boringly hilarious.
Dizion gave us five stars and wrote, I'd rather stick my dick in a combine harvester than listen to this utter drivel again.
My advice would be, go for it.
Yes, I'd like to see that, Dizion. But also, I don't think your dick would reach the shredding part.
No. Nate Kitch says, I am genuinely drinking Bovril while listening to this.
So he's doing it. He's not doing it in a sort of disingenuous way.
No,
he's drinking. Yeah. He's being very genuine.
Yeah,
and honest.
Yeah, that's a word that you use quite a lot. Is genuinely.
I think that's one of my go-to words when I can't think of anything to say.
I genuinely is how a lot of your sentences.
Yeah,
start off.
It does. Yeah. I hate myself now. G-g-c-c-c. How would you say that, Jalil?
I wouldn't.
Good. Instead of being known as James Buckley from The Inbetweeners, you'll now be known as James Buckley from that shitty podcast. Well, joke's on you, actually, because nobody knows about this podcast.
But anyway, you can see some video highlights of the podcast on the Dreams of FC YouTube channel. And you can leave some comments there.
Yes, some very hurtful comments.
Don't leave hurtful comments there, because they can't give us five stars.
Yes, I'd rather they didn't leave hurtful comments there, because I read them.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah, but some of them are quite mean.
I believe the good ones, though.
I believe the bad ones as well. Not the bad ones. Yeah. They're not a critique on the show or anything. They're a critique on me personally, just how I look.
You know. Somebody called me a div on the comments.
A div? Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, not even by name, the co-host.
The co-host is a div.
Yeah.
You div?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James.
A mate of mine.
I don't know how I can do the podcast anymore. This guy called me a
div.
I don't want to say it. It's so horrible. A div!
We've come to the natural end of this podcast.
What? It's only just started.
No, it's time.
I was just warming up.
I know, but...
What are you talking about? It's the end.
Listen, you're...
I have hardly said anything through the whole podcast.
Okay.
And now you're telling me it's the end. I'm not going to have a chance. It's going to seem you're the main guy presenting the podcast with James Buckley, and that I'm like just sort of a spare part. Who doesn't really know anything about football. It's ridiculous.
You're so
unfair. I never get to do anything on this podcast.
Being irrational.
I'm not being irrational. Stop telling me I'm being irrational. It's not helping, you know.
Okay.
Telling me I'm being irrational.
Okay, listen, that is a fine way to react to the news I've given you. It is time now to finish the podcast. We're going to make you as comfortable as possible.
Right.
But unfortunately there's nothing we can do to prolong the podcast any further. All that is left for me to say is to subscribe on iTunes, to make sure you leave those five-star reviews in memory of the podcast.
Mm. Of this week's podcast.
Of this week's podcast, yes. On Twitter, either at James_Buckley, at Jalal Hartley, or at Dream Team FC. Mm. You can see all the news and things that we've been talking about on dreamteamfc.com. But unfortunately, it's time now to pull the plug.
Do you know what my end of podcast wish would be?
Go ahead, sure.
I want a listener to send in a picture of a dragon with six boobs.
Okay.
Well, anybody out there? It would really be. I would be able to finish the podcast happy if somebody could send that picture.
Okay.
In.
Well, if anyone out there has a picture of a dragon with six boobs, please get in touch through the waves that I just described there, and you will be celebrated on this podcast, and we'll make a big deal of you. But it's time now to go. Oh dear, the podcast has pissed itself. and it's walking around, and it's trying to order a Big Mac from the window at the back of the room.
Yeah.
Bless it. Okay, goodbye.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
Not many players do it now because they really care about what they look like. But I think people like Tony Adams used to do it. They wouldn't shave. They'd start a tournament, they'd have a shave, they'd start a tournament, and they wouldn't shave until they were knocked out of the tournament. Like, for luck reasons.
Really?
Yeah. I think we should bring that back. I'd like to encourage our England football players to do that.
Have big beards.
Yeah. The tournaments are only 4 or 5 weeks long anyway, so...
We should do it for the podcast in the summer.
I've already grown my beard this year. I do it over the winter.
Right.
Once it gets warmer, I get rid of the beard. Fact.
Why are you doing your tax? Do you do your own tax, or you've got an accountant?
I've got an accountant. Right. Same accountant as Professor Green.
Really? Who's richer out of you and Professor Green?
I'd like to hope Professor Green.
Yeah.
I'd really like to hope so.
I always think he sounds like a sort of wasp trapped behind a blind.
A wasp,
right? It's a wasp trapped behind the curtain. Somebody, can you get him out of the window? No, don't show him this way. Show him out the door.
Yeah, I get your point.
Don't wave Professor Green over here. Get him out the window.
Oh, Jesus. What if he's in your car? You'll end up crashing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.